We start today's program with some conversation about Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and other issues with U.S. Senator Jeff Flake. Senator, first of all, are you glad in some ways you're not running for re-election this year?
Not in some ways, in all ways, I'm glad I'm not up for re-election. It just seems like
Donald Trump is just dominating everything. You've talked about this a lot, but I want to get your core thoughts about this. Is he a poor candidate, or is he saying things that he really believes that are just inflammatory?
You know, I don't know. People would argue that he's a poor candidate. He won the primary. He's going away. But right. I would argue there's a big difference between winning the primary. He's got about 14 million votes have been cast for him around the country. He's now got to get to 65 million. There's a big difference. And I would argue that he simply can't get to 65 million when he's seemingly going out of his way to offend certain individuals and groups and organizations. And so I don't know if it's something he believes. That seems to shift over time, what he believes. So I don't know. But all I can say is he's not a good candidate for the Republican Party, in my view.
Now, on Tuesday, he came out and said he would support opponents of Senator McCain and Speaker Ryan. And obviously, that is non-traditional politics, but it also seems a little bit like sour grapes to a lot of people. What's your reaction to that, considering that even with the criticism he's given to Senator McCain, Senator McCain has still said he would support him?
Right, and that's what's so remarkable about that. Both Senator McCain and Congressman Ryan have said that we've endorsed or we'll support the nominee. And for him to go and say he's going to support their opponent, man, that's something. That's new.
And because it's new, I guess I wonder, when Nixon was president, we always heard about the silent majority.
Right.
And though polls are indicating that what Donald Trump says is offending a lot of people, do you think it's possible, though, as a Republican, just as a citizen, that there are a lot of people out there who agree with the more inflammatory things he says? And if that's true, does that bother you?
Let me preface this by saying I was wrong in the primaries in terms of I didn't think he'd get till Iowa. Having said that, though, like I said, there's a big difference between winning a primary and a general election, and I will be extremely surprised if he gets close to the White House, given the things that he is saying, given the positions that he has taken. I would argue I don't think he can get there, and he shouldn't get there unless he changes some of his positions and certainly changes the tone and the tenor of his campaign.
There are a lot of people who will say, well, you know, we need to get someone to work with him so that the things he says are expressed in a different way or whatnot.
Right.
There's a part of me, though, that wonders if in fact these are the things he believes and the way he likes to say them, isn't it better that we get the full frontal sort of, rather than having to say, well, someone will fix him, an advisor will tell him how to do it?
Well, he picked a good VP candidate, Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. I've known Mike for a long time, and I hope that he has a good influence on Donald Trump. But like I said, it's not just the tone and tenor of the debate or the campaign that has to change. Mm-hmm. Some of his positions need to change. This Muslim ban, he seems to be walking it back, but you never know where he'll land. Then he'll reinforce it the next day. His position on trade is particularly troubling. His position on our NATO security umbrella we have for European countries. These are things that are very worrisome, and I hope that he changes his position.
You didn't attend the Republican National Convention. A lot of people didn't. Senator McCain didn't either. Did you watch any of it?
I did. And, some of it I liked. I liked some of the speeches. It struck me that, the final speech was pretty dark. And that's been said before. But with Republican conventions, there's typically a more hopeful tone, the shining city on a hill, more inspiring language. That was missing this time. And it particularly struck me when away from the Republican convention, Hillary Clinton was announcing her VP pick, Tim Kaine, who I know is a good man as well. And they were in Florida, and he was speaking largely to a Hispanic group. And he talked very movingly about a naturalization ceremony that he had attended and how wasn't it wonderful that these new immigrants were going to be Americans by choice. And it just struck me and hit me hard that should be us. We Republicans are usually the ones talking about this, and we've given that away. And it was tough. It really was.
I don't want to belabor this too much, but you have been really straightforward about your feelings about Trump from early on. And of course, there were reports that when he spoke to senators, you were someone who was outspoken in your views about what he needed to do to change. Without judging other people, I mentioned Senator McCain, I mentioned Speaker Ryan as well. Clearly, they're not fans of his. Do you think that a candidate or a person who's already elected is not running for office can have it both ways and be really critical, but then still say they're going to support? Because I think some people, maybe not our listeners, but in general, I'll meet people who say, I just don't understand the party loyalty over what some might say ethics, morality, whatever it may be, but we still have to support this guy. As someone who's been a Republican for a long time, how do we manifest that? How do we reconcile that?
I don't fault anybody who has said they'll support the nominee. Sure. Senator McCain, for example, I think that he's fine in terms of his own reelection. He has his own brand. He's independent and certainly great for the country and for the state. But he was the Republican nominee. And for him to come out and say, I'm not going to support the Republican nominee, that would be really tough. And so I respect him for the position he's taken, particularly given the awful things that Donald Trump has said about him. So that speaks well for John McCain, in my view. Paul Ryan and others, given their position, they need to do what they've done. But as for me, I'm not up for reelection. I hope I would say the same thing if I were. But somebody's got to push back, and somebody's got to say, this is not how responsible candidates act. To belittle the contribution of Muslim Americans, particularly those who fought, died for this country, to belittle and talk about people coming across the border being rapists, and then to call a federal judge born in Indiana a Mexican in a derogatory way, that's just wrong. And those feelings I expressed to Donald Trump in the meeting we had with him. And so I think I've got to do what I've got to do.
One brief follow-up on that, just because I appreciate your philosophies on things, that you're a thinker on a lot of these things. I wonder about the party loyalty thing again, though, because there's still a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats in this world, but we're seeing more and more independents. And is party loyalty at its purest form becoming a little bit more passé? Do some people feel like, well, if you follow in lockstep, then you're not being... Because right. I think that's why a lot of people are drawn to what you're doing right now.
Well, in Arizona, there are more registered independents than there are registered Republicans. So, yes, if you simply say, and I did mention to Donald Trump when he said, I'm doing very well in Arizona and you're going to lose, he said. I said that even if all Republicans, everybody in that room of Republican senators or every Republican in Arizona lined up behind him, that would not be enough. Because you've got to appeal to swing voters, to independents. And he won't do that using the kind of language that he's using and taking the kind of positions that he's taking. And so, yeah, the parties, there are a lot more registered independents now, and they will vote for not necessarily the party, but the individual. And party loyalty is important. I mean, we have a two-party system. I like the system that we have. It's going to be very difficult moving ahead after this election, I think, to bring the party back together. And I think we need to. But I don't think we ought to countenance the kind of language that's been used and the type of things that have been said.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix talking with U.S. Senator Jeff Flake for just a couple of more minutes. Senator, you took some major action related to Arizona as far as Lake Mead is concerned about the future of Arizona's water supply. Why was that sort of... effort important, and why do you think it's important for people to keep the water in their minds as we still, most of us, live in a desert?
Right. Well, Arizona has been very fortunate to have individuals who have planned and done well for the state over a number of years. And that's why Arizona is in much better shape than states like California, who haven't planned as well. Even given the planning, though, we're in a long-term drought, and we're facing shortages or imbalances, as people like to call it. But Lake Mead is getting low, and if it hits a certain level, there are mandatory steps that have to be taken that wouldn't be good for the state. So Arizona has voluntarily, some of the water users have foregone their allotment and left it behind the dam at Lake Mead. The assurance that we got, which was really important, is that that water won't disappear down some canal in California, that the Department of Interior, Bureau of Reclamation, will honor the commitment and the voluntary arrangements that Arizona water users have taken. That's important for the state, and a lot of our time now is spent making sure that we plan for shortages in the future, and that Arizona, we have a new generation of people who are looking ahead to make sure that Arizona, the quality of life that we have here, can continue.
And Senator, finally, on Tuesday, President Obama met with the Prime Minister of Singapore to talk about the Trans-Pacific trade deal. It's faced a lot of criticism, both from Hillary Clinton, who apparently supported it a while ago, doesn't anymore, and Donald Trump opposes it. Why do you think it's important that the president still be strong on this?
Well, somebody's got to be for it. This is extremely important for the country and for Arizona. We rely heavily on exports. If we want to grow economically, we've got to trade. And the TPP is particularly important, not just as a tool for trade and economic growth, but geopolitically, it's extremely important for us, and on the security front as well. We want countries, particularly in Southeast Asia, to be in our trade orbit, not necessarily China's. And they have choices these days. And so it's important that this go through, and I'm glad the president is pushing it.
U.S. Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona. Senator, thank you as always for being here.
Thanks for having me.